When Ron called me, he said, he presented this question to me. Does the seed stock industry focus on the needs of the commercial cow-calf producer? I said, yes. He said, you think you might be able to expand on that? I said, well, maybe. And now, he said, you think you can do that in 5 minutes or less? And so we'll see. So it is a real honor to be here. My family truly is a product of BIF and database selection schemes. I like to think about the great opportunity that we have because of this organization. I also like to, as Ronnie Green talked about, the next generation. They are coming, they are great, and they're going to do well. So let's just go through a few of the things that pertain to this question, okay? So in my paper in the proceedings, we look back and we think about the 70s and the 80s, and frankly, we were looking at growth, and we were looking at maternal adaptability, we were looking at heterosis, and as we evolve more towards today in the 90s, more and more we've been working towards, producing cattle that will hit more end product value. Have we forgot all the other things, the pounds in the right package? Absolutely not. But frankly, for years and years and years, we had so much trouble even understanding, let alone identifying what the economic targets were, we really couldn't, and we didn't have the tools to measure end product value. We have those today, and we do a very good job of classifying those. I think the biggest change that I've seen, and I like to say that my father did it for years and years, but I guess my focus wasn't there. I mean, in college, I used to go visit with Ron, and we'd talk about Sasquatch's mother and what she used to do to him and things like that for Angus breeders in here. But, I was going to study sire summaries, and I was going to breed cattle. And, what am I today? I'm a customer service rep. I mean, studying sire summaries and breeding cows and being with the cows is probably the thing that I get to do the least. So we've had to drive our focus, like any business or any industry, to more service-related industry. So what is the emphasis on end product led for us? Well, we've got to provide these genetics. And Brian McCullough, you and I both know them. We have Angus breeders that today, they'll use negative percent IMF bulls because, Donald, they're pretty sweet-fronted, or they've got really good hair. And that's a different part of the industry, but it's not the part of the industry that the commercial industry needs us to focus on. So how can we add value to where they can capture the dollars that value-based marketing allows today? Okay? So, and this is really probably one of the biggest messages I've had since I've been here at BIF this week is education. I like to talk about Uncle Larry Cora and all the great things that he did for Kansas State University Extension and all the great Extension leaders in here. Whether we like it or not, our outreach systems are changing. And we, as seed stock producers and thought leaders, all of us in this room, it becomes our job to help educate and help communicate with that customer, Tom Field, what it is they need and help them understand these economic signals, help them know what's going to allow them to be profitable. So I truly do love going to these meetings. And as we look at this, I'm going to talk about another one of my mentors and educators. And I went to this meeting. Brian, you talked about the Big Chief tablet. And I was at the meeting of computer geniuses. I wasn't one of them. But, Roy Wallace has put it very, very well that, for 250 years we bred cattle. But in the last 10 to 15 years, things have really, really accelerated. But when you look at the problem we have of delivering the message, as Roy says, we wrote the models. We couldn't get the damn thing to work. I have that trouble with computers myself sometimes. So how do we deliver that message? How do we communicate? If, as the commercial producers that were here in this room, if 70% are not getting communicated with, just do it because I said to do it because that's the right thing to do, that's probably not a good thing. So We produce the genetics. We educate the producers. Okay? So the given of pounds in the right package, cavities, all these things, you know, how are we going to adapt those to the environment? You know, how is this going to be economic importance? It's what we do. It's what we do well. But how are we going to facilitate? How is everybody in this room going to move out and work with their customers, whether you're in extension, whether you're in education, whether you're at Meat Animal Research Center? How are you going to get that wonderful information to where this next generation has the opportunity to utilize it? So, as I see my job changing probably more in the last 10 or 15 years, you know, these are some of the things that I thought about. You know, first and foremost, our job is to provide a good, sound, fertile product that will reproduce. You know, fertility is still the number one performance trait. It was right there in your survey, Tom, that we don't have a good enough handle on it, and we don't. So we need to get after that and keep trying to quantify that in measurable ways. Okay? We still have to guarantee and service our product. You know, it's amazing to me that today in this business there are still people that won't stand behind their product. You know, and you say that's easy for me to say. I know that for a fact because they call me and they tell me the horror stories, and quite frankly, a lot of my colleagues, not in this room, but my colleagues in this business, make it easy for the good folks that stand behind their product in this room to do business because they use the golden rule and treat people right. So, you know, becoming a service rep for your customers. You know, I really do, and my family really does, spend as much or more time marketing our customers' cattle as we do our own. If they're not in business, we're not going to be in business. So how do we do that? We use several things, everything from, you know, breeder influence sales to we buy back programs to facilitating relationships with order buyers, feedlots, you know, sharing value-based marketing systems. I'm very, very proud of U.S. Premium Beef. We were told when we came up with that idea, several Kansas cattlemen, it's a nice mental exercise. And I thank those who challenged us with that thought, that gave us some of the anger and desire and aggression to get it done. And we're still a young company. We got a long way to go. But U.S. Premium Beef has put back over $100 million back into producers' pockets. That's very important to us. And we work with some agent source verified identification systems. So I still came up, Ron, with the same answer. And that answer is, heck yes, we're doing a good job. They're our customers.